This is Right Side Home Theater.
Hey, home theater nerds, welcome to the Brightside Home Theater Podcast, the home theater podcast that's all about the experiences, the sights,
the sounds,
the scenes, and everything in between. Am I going to have to ramp that up in post or something? Like the sounds.
Well, you got to let me know ahead of time that I'm participating in
things. What is the fun in that? It couldn't have been any better either. The sights, the sounds. Oh, we'll get it down.
I don't have the same enthusiasm that you do. That's never going to be the case.
Yes, that's not about home theater. That's just about...
No, that's just in general.
That's in general. That's in general. Yeah. So, speaking... That's a great segue. Speaking of enthusiasm, did you catch my appearance on SPS Audiophile Happy Hour?
I did not. I'm sorry.
You did not. You were the one person I didn't send it to.
Well, that's why I didn't see it.
I think I even forgot to tell you about it. Or maybe I told you about it.
You mentioned
I told you about
it last week. Right? Or 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I don't remember. But
yeah,
it must have been last week you told me. But,
oh,
you know, I don't retain things.
Your enthusiasm is overwhelming, John.
Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah, it's... I was...
My dedication to this show is unparalleled.
Well, it kind of is. Like, I mean, if the parallel line is way down here, yeah.
That's right.
It's parallel.
It was zero before.
Yeah,
so
I'm parallel to you, just way above it.
Yeah.
Still parallel. Never should those lines meet.
Right.
No, I was...
Get REW in here and let's get those lines.
Yeah. See, I don't think even that could help. Yeah, I was asked to be on there. I told you about it last week when I had found out, and I was psyched. And I'm sure you didn't hear today's show where I was talking with Johnny Speakers.
No.
He said, I think, I'm pretty sure... It was after we were done recording, but he had asked me, maybe it was in the recording, but he's like, you must have been so excited. And I was like, I was super excited. He goes, I was living through you. Like, he was like, so excited to be. And I, when he said that, I found it to be like so cool because he's right. 'Cause I'm just a normal, like, I'm like him. I'm like everybody else. Just like, oh my God, they're asking me to be on. I'm like, that's so cool. And I think the next step would be cool. And I didn't say anything like this to them, but I'm like, how cool would it be if just like one of our listeners ends up doing a show on there?
Right.
Because that's what it's like. It was just so much fun to be on there and just be like, you know, starting out doing this, I'm just a normal listener. I was watching those and now, you know, they asked me to be on, and it's so crazy. So that was just, it was so much fun, and you didn't see
they put
my
their
opening.
Pants on one leg at a time, just like you.
I know.
They're just regular guys, too.
Oh, I know. Well, it was funny. My dad, which I did send it to him, I'm like, hey, check this out. And he's like, so who are those guys? Are they just, he's like, who are they? Are they just like guys like you that are into home theater? I go, no, that was Nick's, like the VP of marketing, and Larry's in charge all the training. And he goes, who is the guy in the bottom right next to you? I go, that's the president of the company, Gary. He goes, the president? I was like, yeah. And he goes, he thought they was just like us, like me and you talking, like normal guy. And he goes, oh, they're like real people. I was like, yeah, thanks, Dad.
They're like really important people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was, I got, and my dad had a funny, he goes, when they asked you how you got your start, and they were asking in home theater, but my dad was thinking like in like podcasting and talking like this stuff about this stuff. And
well, he goes, I was gonna say, well, one night 53 years ago, your mom and I went to dinner.
No,
we opened a couple of bottles of wine. And
well, my dad takes this stuff, like, he laughs because he was the original eyes glazing over thing. And he goes, you could tell the story of, you know, I'd pick you up from the movies and we'd drop your girlfriend off. And it was that long ride home and you're in the backseat of the Chevette and telling me everything about the damn movie, like scene for scene.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, yeah, that's pretty much how I started. But yeah, so awesome to be on there. And
he's thinking you spent too much time watching the movie on your date.
So was my girlfriend.
Yeah.
So what'd you think? Well, I thought it was pretty lame. Oh, the movie? Yeah, whatever. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yes.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, lots of fun. All right. Are you ready to get? Oh, let's get to our, we've got to get to our promo page. There we go. And if you like what you hear and you like what you see, you can hit subscribe on YouTube. You can, and if you want to participate in the show, you can go on Twitter at BrightsideHT. Just tweet at us. Join the conversation. Lots of stuff going on there. If you want to get on the show, you can email us at brightsidehometheater@gmail.com. And you can request to actually be on the show on Takeover Tuesdays. Listeners coming on. I just booked two more people. So nice. A big show coming up next week. Another repeat listener, friend of mine. We'll just say it. It's Steve George. We're going across the pond, John. We're getting Steve George back on. Nice. Super excited for this one. Going international again. Brightside Home Theater's international. So that'll be next week. Yeah. And then two new listeners, new participants the following week, so that'll be fun. All this and more, you could get all the past podcasts and everything at brightsidehometheater.com, at the website, and you can, you know, just search around, find all the different things. And of course, if you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/brightsidehometheater, support the show monthly. And we're gonna actually start featuring a listener of the week. And we're just going to go in order with our oldest supporter, John. Who is that? John, I sent you the information, John.
I didn't know I was saying it. Reginald Boyd.
Yeah.
Patron for 17 months.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Reginald.
Yes, 17 months. And I love that story. I went on Patreon and I registered my name and everything. And next thing I know, I was like, it was like a couple hours later. It's just what a coincidence. But a few hours later, it was a Sunday, I believe. I'm sitting down here and all of a sudden I got an alert. I have a patron already. I hadn't told anybody. I don't even know if I told my family. I was like running around the house. I have
a patron. Rich.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a pro. I'm
going to be rich. I'm already getting them.
Yeah, at this rate, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah,
well, it kind of slowed down. But,
we'll be doing this spot for about 6 weeks and then we'll be
no, but yeah, so, Reggie, he just happened to find me. I won't tell that story. It's kind of disparaging to another podcast that I love, but it's great.
Okay.
He was on there looking to support somebody else. And then he found, I happened to be there at that time.
And just at the right time.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, I like him better. I'll support. I was like, yes.
Nice.
So cool. Nice. But yes, thank you, Reggie. Thank you for the longtime support, my longest supporter. But next week's I know who it is already, obviously, and he's not far behind Reggie. So but we do have some new patrons, John. Would you like to read them out and go in order from when I sent you, go from the bottom on? You'll
from the
see.
Bottom up.
Yeah, so okay, I'll go first. You want me to go first? Okay. I'll go with Billy Mack. Billy Mack is a newer supporter that I hadn't mentioned before. I've been, you know, busy, hadn't looked, and I'm looking back, and I'm like, holy crap, look at this. I've got four new patrons. The next one, John.
Nathan Gronsky.
Yes.
Gronk.
That one I actually got an alert on, and I believe I thanked Nathan, because I tried to thank everybody right away when I hear about it. I'm not sure if I even saw that Billy Mack had joined on, but Billy came on in May. Nathan came on in the middle of June. And then the next one, Mike Schramm, my buddy, Mike Schramm, who's been on the show twice now.
Nice.
Mike, Love and Thunder Schramm, he decided to support the podcast. He's like, oh, I need to buy you beer, blah, blah, blah. He was thanking me for helping him with something. And I was like, you don't have to do that. And then he went on and he supported us on Patreon. And I was like, oh, thank you very much. You didn't have to do that. And then the last one,
Mark Hader.
That was just this past week. So thank you, Mark.
July 18th.
July 18th, he just joined on, so thank you very much. Really appreciate that. And see, John, with you having you here, it's making me more streamlined. It's making me concentrate more. You're laughing, you're smiling, but you really are. It makes a difference.
I do my best.
Hopefully the
next time I'll be more. I thought you were just sending those to me for my knowledge. I didn't realize I had to, like, you know, use them to participate.
See, otherwise, I'm not that much concentrating as a producer.
I wouldn't have closed
show.
My messages.
Right. I should have told you that, pay attention.
Yeah. Pay attention to those. There'll be a test later.
And remember, next week at the open, the sights.
The sounds.
There you go. All right. Can you maybe fake some enthusiasm? How about that?
That was enthusiastic. That's all I got, man.
Oh, that's so great. Oh man, we're gonna have to work on that. I'm gonna have to get you like
the sounds
in the scenes. What if I told you right now we weren't recording and we had to start over?
Well, that wouldn't have me enthusiastic.
No, I'm just kidding. We're recording, but that has happened to us a few times.
Oh, it has.
Yes. Oh yeah, yeah. So. So thank you to everybody on Patreon, and there will be more, ways to participate, more ways to support the show coming. I'm working on that. I'm working on just like a one-time donation thing, like the other other podcasts have. I'm working on buckets of popcorn, bias buckets of popcorn type thing.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm stealing that directly from R and Braden. They know it. Ira's helping me how to organize it.
There you go.
So we're trying to do that. But one last thing, very busy today. I didn't even get a chance to talk to John ahead of time. But I really want to do this. I haven't taken a dime from Patreon yet. So I've got quite a bit sitting in there. Not quite a bit, but I've got some money sitting in there. We've got a little bit of a cushion. And what I would like to do, I talked to Jen about it, and I'll have next week, I will be announcing the charity, but I am going to, we are going to be donating 50% of all the Patreon money from here on out every month. So whatever comes in a month. So I think we were at $69 a month. I'm going to start posting the amounts, and then the amount we'll be donating to a charity. So we were at 69, and then that latest one came in from Mark. So that might put us, that's obviously going to put us a little higher. So we will see at the end of the month where we're at, and 50% will go on the first. Because so like anybody that signs up now, I don't know if you get charged right away. Because if I look at Mark's, it says he has zero contributed because he just signed up. They always take it on the first. Okay. So on the first of each month, I'll see how much they're going to be crediting me. We'll take that, cut it in half, and we will donate that to a charity. And I talked to my wife about it, and I'm like, I was thinking of picking one and then doing that every month, or we can take the listeners, any good charity, stuff like that. And as of right now, it's not going to be huge, but hopefully it grows. And this is something that I've wanted to do, oh man, for a long time. Going back to my coaching days with the kids, I used to coach hockey, and those kids are skating out there with like literally $1,000 on their backs in equipment, right? And you're like, I always wanted to take them to like, you know, a homeless shelter or something, and let them see the advantages that they're getting, that they and to be giving and stuff like that. And this, you know, home theater is, we always, we laugh about it. It's like, oh, this, you know, when we say, oh, do you need another subwoofer? No, that's just extra. This whole thing is extra. Right.
Right.
And we're spending money left and right to have fun with. So if we can give back in a way and give back to different charities, I thought that would be, I thought that'd be a good way to give back. So, John, you've joined the podcast. I just gave away half your money.
I know, just the right time. Well, I mean, I just want to put it out there that I'm still saving up for a Kaleidoscape. So if you're looking for a charity, I can send you my PayPal.
John, coming in hot. Coming in hot. All right. So this month we'll be giving to the Halfway House. Next month it'll be John's Kaleidoscape.
Yeah, so that 37 bucks will really get me closer.
Yeah, I don't think that's what I was thinking of as a charity. But we'll take that under advisement, John.
All right. I just want to vote, you know.
Notice the enthusiasm in his voice on that.
That's
one.
That's right. It did pick up, right?
Yeah, it did pick up right there.
Now so. You know.
I didn't get a chance to talk to Jen. We did mention one that she had in mind that's in the area, something that she works with. And so that's what we'll be doing for the August 1st charity. And then next month, listeners, let me know and we'll pick one. Maybe if a bunch of people put them in, we'll pick one out of the hat and we can, you know, we'll send the money that way. So just to let everybody know, that's where the money's going to be. And that'll be all money too, not just Patreon. Like once I get that, the other money going and people give it, half of that'll go out as well. So to be fair. All right. Let's get to the show proper. What do we have? Tweaks. Any tweaks coming up this week? Did you do anything, John?
No, I did not.
No, you did not. All right. No. I have a big one coming up.
Oh.
But
coming up.
Coming up. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but not any tweet. It's like, I like to keep this stuff quiet up until, you know, the day after it happens, because sometimes, you know, if you put it out there and people start telling you like, oh, you shouldn't do that, do this instead. And then you get, then you start thinking like, oh, maybe I should. And your brain starts going crazy. It's much better to do it, tell everybody after you did something. You know, I'm talking.
I definitely wouldn't want good advice before I did something. So,
oh yeah,
I'll make sure I wait till after.
Yeah, well, I've made my mind up, and that's the thing. Right. I already got my advice. I made my mind up. I just don't need too much. You know, too many cooks in the kitchen, John. Yeah. You know.
Oh, I hear you.
So, yeah, we're gonna go there. But that's a big one coming soon. So. All right, you ready
that's
to get?
What you, I know that? About it, right? That's the one you told me you were gonna do.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And anybody that's been a guest on the show knows about it. I'm pretty sure. In the last few weeks, anyways, I tell them afterwards. I'm pretty sure I told Mike about it. And I'm pretty sure I know I told John about it. Johnny Speakers. And so, but yeah, so he's all excited too. But there's an advantage of being on the show. You get some behind the scenes stuff. Could tell them that you're really enthusiastic and you're playing it down. Whoops, I just gave that away. All right, you ready to get to coming soon? What's coming up next week?
Sure.
All right. Let's look. There you go. Is that a little louder?
Yep,
a little louder.
Or a little longer anyway.
A little longer, a little louder, a little bit more room engagement on that. So we have the Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. The Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's now there were a ton that are coming out this week and I only picked a few of them, because we have that one. Now I'm not sure I'll pick that one up. How about you?
I will not.
Yes. Well,
I'm not a fan. My kids love it, but I'm not a fan of that movie.
I like the movie. I just don't know if I need to own that one physically. Maybe if it maybe I'll grab it. I haven't even checked to see if it's available on Kaleidoscape or not, but.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Yeah, but maybe not in 4K.
Yeah.
But maybe. But it that to me, I'll wait and read the reviews. If somebody comes out and tells, you know, if the reviewers tell me that it's like, you know, you got to own it, it looks fantastic, then okay. Because you know me.
Right.
Next up, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. That is
That little movie.
That little movie. Definitely recommend. I'll be talking about that in a little bit.
Now, you already have that, right?
Oh yeah,
it's already
been
available on Kaleidoscape.
On Kaleidoscape, for a while. That's what's nice. Like, that's like Thor: Love and Thunder.
The same day, Disney.
Yes,
on, right?
But no pre-order, right?
Right.
So you don't know, which you still don't know. Which, speaking of which, I haven't even put that in Justice League. Zack Snyder's Snyder Cut just dropped on Kaleidoscape today.
You finally got it?
Yeah, Tuesday as we're recording this, It dropped on Tuesday. Finally got it. Haven't had a chance to look at it yet, but yeah, I was hoping to be able to look at it before the show, but Doctor Strange coming Tuesday, 4K, highly recommend picking that one up. I'll be talking more about that a little bit later. Let's see. Species.
Oh yeah.
Remember that one with,
Natasha Henstridge.
Yes. There you go.
How could I forget?
Yeah. That's coming out in 4K. I may pick that one up. That one there, I actually looked on Kaleidoscape. It's only in HD as of right now, but I do believe this is being put out.
It may upgrade.
It's put out by Shout Factory, so it probably won't get end up on Kaleidoscape when it's done by the other, like a Shout Factory or Arrow Video or something like that. That's kind of it's not the studio itself that's putting it out. So Kaleidoscape just deals with the studios. Let's see. What else do we have next? So that one, I'll probably going to have to pick that one up myself and throw it on the old Zapiti.
There you go.
Lost City. Another one I'll be talking about later. Mm-hmm. And you saw this one.
I did see it.
Yeah, so we'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it later. How about that?
I won't pick it up in 4K.
I said we'll talk about it later, John.
Okay.
Jeez.
All right. Sorry.
You're ruining the rest of the show.
Whoa.
How about Green Lantern Beware My Power? Uh-huh. DC Universe movie, the animated movie.
I mean, I've never seen it, so I don't know.
I don't. It just came out. It's brand new.
Oh, this is like a direct-to-video release.
Yeah, they are really good.
A lot of them are, yeah.
Yeah. They, I really enjoy them, but I like the Green Lantern series that they've done too. So yeah. I don't know if I'll pick it up on 4K. I might just wait and it'll probably drop on HBO Max and I'll probably watch it.
Most of those I just watch there. I don't feel the need to own them specifically.
Yeah. But again, another one of those things, if it shows up on the old Kaleidoscape, I might just click on it and buy it because I've been known to do that in the past. And the last one is Nicolas Cage again. Did you know he makes movies too?
I know he makes about 70 movies a year, but which one is this?
Primal. Have you heard of that?
I saw that. I've heard. I don't know.
It's from 2019.
Sounds familiar, but
yeah, it's from 2019. It's in 4K. Dolby. It's only in Dolby, John. Dolby True HD 5.1. I don't know if I'll be picking that one up either. I haven't heard much about it, but I can't wait to read the reviews and I'll see what I think of that. But that's dropping on Tuesday. I haven't seen any reviews on that yet. So, but that's not like a day and date. Got to buy it. I mean,
right.
Seen one Nicolas Cage movie. You got to see him. I mean, you've seen him.
Yeah. You've seen him all.
Exactly. But yeah, so that's it for coming soon. Soon for this week. There were a few others that I didn't put in there.
Decent ones, though. Yeah.
Yeah. The Killing from 1956. That's coming out in 4K. Mm. Out of the Blue from 1980 is coming in 4K. Tenebrae. Don't even know what that one is. That's from 82. Yeah. Thriller, A Cruel Picture. That's from 1973. And then we also have Barb and Star Go to Vista. Something. I don't know. That's from 2021, but I don't know what that one is either. So that's it for coming soon. Now, John, listener experiences. Big.
Yes.
We got some this week. we have, actually, let's see. Let's go back. We have a YouTube comment on the Kaleidoscape Terra experience. It says, from this YouTube comment from Cyril, do you feel the audio is better compared to UHD discs? I can see the audio being better than Blu-ray, but I'm assuming that once we get a UHD disc quality, there is not much room for audio improvement. Thanks. So one of the reasons I decided to put this into the show is because I've seen that before, and I've had people ask me that before. So it's like, I think it's multifaceted here. One, the audio between Blu-ray and 4K, there's on the discs, I mean, there should be no difference. They're both right. capable of the exact same thing audio wise, right?
Right.
It's, I mean, when Atmos first
unless
came
the
out,
most of the Blu-rays don't have Atmos tracks, but
that's a choice. Originally they did. And then they started pulling, you know, then they start releasing it only on the 4K just to get you to buy that instead of the app, right. you know. But it's fully capable of the same audio. Right. But then there was that. And then as far as is it better on the Kaleidoscape, I tried to give the best answer I could on YouTube. It's hard to go over it all again. But, you know, as I've said in the past, it really depends on the disc.
And the file size.
Yes. There is a possibility that the audio can be better on the Kaleidoscape because, like we've said, the best example is Disney only releases in a 66 gigabyte. But if you're getting a 78 gigabyte download, where do you think they're cutting from? Most of it's being cut from the audio. So it is possible. So, yeah. All right. Let's see what's next. We have Omar. It says, DJ, we're about the same age. How does it feel being an influencer without you really even pushing any products except your love of HT? It makes us simply want to experience the happy giggles you get when you watch a movie. Keep inspiring us. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate it. Omar Delgado on Twitter. Hey, thanks, Omar. Yes. It is funny. It's that people say that because that's my point. And that's what John and I are trying to do here is we don't want to. Yes, I was on SVS, but they even said after we recorded one of the things they liked about me, it was just my enthusiasm. I'm not trying to push their product. And I told them that. I go, look, I push people. I want to promote people. I love SVS because I loved their service. And then I met the guys. I love the guys. I want to meet great people. And I want to push, you know, that's really all it is. I just want to talk about home theater. And if I'm promoting a product, it's because I actually do love it. And I'm not seeking out. I've had offers, believe me. People have said, hey, do you want to sponsor? You know, we'll do this for you and you can do that. And I'm like, but we need you to do this. Nope, I won't do it, you know? So, but it's fun and it's humbling, believe me. G. Cornell, he has a timestamp and we'll get into more of that when we get to scenes. So that one's coming up in a little bit, but I just wanted to mention it there because it's a kind of a shift. I didn't want G. Cornell to be upset. I didn't mention his email here. Theo on YouTube. Yes, I thought they ruined Thor's persona. Love the show. What do you think of that, John?
I agree, because he's agreeing with me, so how could I not agree when he's agreeing with my point of view? I do. I think they, again, without getting into a lot of spoilers, although it's 3 weeks old now, I guess, they made him Thor too oafish and bumbling, you know, almost like a Inspector Clouseau or something, you know, just kind of like fumbling his way through things. And I don't view the character that way. The character's not portrayed in the comics that way. Wasn't portrayed in the first two movies that way, you know.
Right.
I do think they ruined his persona a little bit. Yeah. So
Do you think it's just a case of they lean too far into like the success of Ragnarok?
I think. Well, again, yeah, because I didn't feel that. I didn't feel the same in Ragnarok because again, Ragnarok had some humor in it, but the character of Thor himself still wasn't quite that goofy. You know, it really wasn't until this movie, a little bit in. And well, I can't even really say that in Endgame. I mean, he had the whole fat Thor thing, but I mean, he went and chopped Thanos' head off. So, I mean, he definitely wasn't like stumbling around, you right. know? He still was the same guy. So I guess, yeah, it's really just here in this movie. And I just think they leaned too hard into it. You know, Taika Waititi just went way too into, now, one thing that I thought was that I had a conversation with somebody and I thought was interesting is that, you know, this movie is being told through Korg's perspective, right? Like he's the narrator of this movie.
Yeah.
So Thor may not have been quite as bumbling as he was portrayed in this movie because this is just one man's telling of it.
Right.
So
interesting.
It may be that he wasn't quite that silly. But just how Korg perceived things. But again, that's how we also perceived it because that's what we saw on screen. So
exactly,
I don't know,
that's interesting. It is an interesting take, but All right.
I have a lot of conversations about these things because you know I'm in a comic store.
In a comic book store, yeah. No, absolutely. let's see. Oh. Gurinder, we have an email from Gurinder, my buddy Gurinder. Says, hey DJ, listening to this week's podcast, the Indian movie industry is a, and he put Indian in quotes, industry is huge and has a lot of different areas. Different parts of the country speak different languages. I forget how many, but there are dozens of official languages and even more dialects. People from one part of the country often will not understand the language of someone from another part of the country. The different regions have different cultures, influences, and cuisines. Different regions also have their own film industries. Telugu is one I often hear about. These films will then get redubbed in Hindi a lot of the time. Heck, when I was a kid, I thought a bunch of the Bollywood movies were from Bollywood, only to learn later on YouTube when watching an old song I liked, they were actually from a different language altogether. Have a good one, Gurinder. So, thanks, Gurinder. That was a little bit more descriptive than what we've heard before, but we kind of got the same idea, the different things. But yeah, I don't think we can understand, honestly. I know I can't. I can understand. We can't fathom, like, it's like how many billions people living in India?
I don't know.
And
but
to think, like we said, I think when we were talking about RRR, we're like, there's got to be so many, like, we have 300 million people in this country. And it's like three countries, and that'd be three more countries in to make a billion, really,
right?
To make almost a bit. Well, we are 333 million or something, right? So that's crazy. That's like at least three of our countries over there. So it is cool. And it's a cool culture to tap into for entertainment, because clearly it's really good.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I haven't got back to any of it yet, but I plan to.
I know. Well, I'm having trouble keeping up with this country. Now I've just
I know. That's the thing.
Neil on YouTube. Greetings from Scotland. Appreciate the great HT channel. Thanks, Neil. That's awesome. Nice. Yeah, I don't think I've heard from Neil before, but that's awesome. G. Cornell, Days of Thunder 2. And he sent an article about it. Are you down for a Days of Thunder 2? That's what the article was about.
I mean, I don't know if I wasn't necessarily down for Top Gun 2 until we got it. So I guess if it's done right.
It's got one of our favorite scenes from when we were kids.
It does.
That John and I, it's not even a home theater scene either. It's of all the scenes in that movie, it's not a home theater scene.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen that movie in 30 years or more.
Oh, I haven't 4K. You didn't pick up the 4K?
No.
It came out like a year and a half ago or something.
Yeah. No, I don't something have like that. It.
Good. I would like, I don't know if it could be as big as Maverick.
I think it would.
I just don't see a reason for a, I could see a reason for a pilot coming back the way they wrote it.
Right.
What's the reason, you know, Cole Trickle will come back.
Right. And he's pretty old, right?
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's like.
Although, so was Rocky. So, I mean, if true. There's a will, there's a way, right?
True. All right.
If there's, I would if there's still a ticket be down to be sold, it. There's a way.
Oh, race car seat, race car movies yeah. in the theater? Gotta have it.
Yeah.
Let's see. That's, oh, I can't, oh, that didn't work. Okay, sorry, that one ain't making the show because I can't read it. Copied it wrong. Mike Schramm. Mike, Love and Thunder Schramm on YouTube says, I like the graphics of the shows you're talking about from DJ's perspective. He watched the video. Something you haven't even done yet. You'll have to see the video, John. Our YouTube video.
Okay.
There's new graphics. It's like you're sitting in my theater when you see, when we start talking about scenes.
Oh.
You'll have to check it out.
I have to.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I listen to it audio. I don't go back and watch the video of the show.
Yeah.
But. Well, I listen to the audio. That's enough. I don't need to hear it three times.
Exactly. So this one here, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Omar, regarding the can opening. Omar asked, where was it? He said, to hit power on that microphone. Oh, that's the thing. Omar said on Twitter, to hit power on that microphone and crack open that can of, wait, what is it that you drink while you're on the show? Omar hasn't heard the story?
I guess not.
Do you remember?
No.
This story goes back to when John and I started. And
I mean, I always have a can of Diet Coke, but
of Diet Coke, but that sound is, it originally was a rock star, a blue rock star energy drink, because when John and I first started, our schedules didn't permit us to record at the sweet time that we have right now.
Right. It was late for you.
We didn't.
I mean, it was late for both of us, but a little bit later.
Well,
for
it was 9 o'clock for you. And then it was 10 o'clock at night for me. And we used to record until like almost 2 a.m. sometimes.
Yeah, well, because then you had prep. I mean, you had like post-production to do back in those days. So
it was
like, you know, pretty long for you.
Yeah, our early days, because when we were doing the comic show, we wanted to get the show out the next morning on a Wednesday. So we were recording. No, I'm sorry. It was on Thursdays.
Thursday. We recorded Wednesday night.
Wednesday night after comic books came out. And then we were it was bad. And I wanted to be right. I wanted our show to come out on time every week on Thursday mornings, blah, blah, blah. So there were a few times that Jen got up. My wife got up in the morning and I was still editing and stuff for the show to go out on time. Hadn't been to bed yet. So, yeah.
Those were the days.
I've learned a lot and things are a little bit more streamlined now. But, yeah,
they just go out. Whatever they are, they just get released.
Well, that's what I mean. But I've learned how to produce the show while we're doing it. Back then, I didn't know. And we used to talk like there'd be dead air, and I'd have to go and take it out and edit all of that back. And not the pros that we are now, John.
Exactly.
Take out our ums and ahs. So that, and then there's the whole reason on the timestamp on when it is, but that we'll save that for another day. And then this last one, I was listening to AV Excel podcast number 187, and they were talking about. Did you hear about this Netflix bringing immersive audio
I saw the headlines.
You saw the headlines. Okay, so there was an article. I perused the article, but the guys over on AV Excel did a really good job of describing it, and it's basically trying, and the reason I'm bringing it up here,
it's two channel, right?
Yeah, it's just basically
two channel immersive, yeah,
spatial audio to people watching in their living rooms. And right. What kind of piqued my interest about it was, I think Netflix deserves a lot of credit here for the home theater world, because right. This is how you get people to get into our world here, because they get a taste of it. Like all of a sudden you're watching, and I was hoping to be able to do this today before I came on here. I wanted to go throw Stranger Things on upstairs just with my sound bar and getting that and that more immersive audio. Try it, because I know that they did it on that one, for instance, right. And they're not doing it to everything. It's just certain things. I got to imagine, like Atmos enabled stuff. They're going to put right. this in for two channel stuff if you're only utilizing two channels. So I think that's great, because if people hear that and they're like, oh, is there a way I can get it to sound even better? That's right. How you get, you know what I mean? And I think it's great for home theater. People are just going to be like, it's going to drive people to build bigger systems if they want to get more out of it. Or they'll just be like, hey, that's pretty cool. And they'll live it with it right there. But at least they'll get a taste of there is more to what they've been experiencing. So I thought that was pretty cool. So that's it for this week's listener comments. All right. Next up, do you want to get to our real experiences for the week, John? All right, let's fire up the projector here. All right, projector's on. What do we got? You want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
I can go first, because I don't have much, really. I know we both have one. Are we both going to talk about...
All right, well, I have a few, so I'll go first. Let me get this one from G. Cornell. Okay. This is a really good one. Flight of the Phoenix, he sent me the scene timestamp of 1:43. This is Flight of the Phoenix on disc. It's in DTS 5.1, and it's really good. The opening scene, a lot of nice bass, and it's Johnny Cash singing. He's like, I've been everywhere, you know that song. Right. I don't want to sing it and ruin it on everybody. But that song is playing at the opening of Flight of the Phoenix. Have you seen Flight of the Phoenix, John?
I'm trying to picture it. I don't know.
2004. Who the heck is it? Dennis Quaid. Hugh Laurie's in it, if I remember right. I don't have the graphic up or anything. I have a graphic of Kaleidoscape. But
I may have, but it doesn't stand out. I don't remember it.
All right. So anyways, so they're showing the plane, the Phoenix, flying at the beginning of the movie, and it's a couple of nice, really nice flyovers. And even in 5.1, I always mix it anyway, so I'm doing it with the Neural X. And the bass for DTS 5.1 sounded so good, and it sounded like it went right over you. It was like, vroom, and they do a couple of those flyovers. Plus, the Johnny Cash music was just really, really nice. So, great time. Bring this up. Send us your scenes just like this, just like Mike Schramm did last week with that with the helicopter from Edge of Tomorrow. I am working on a database that I am going to publish that at some point. Mike Schramm, the only one to have it so far. So what happened is I'm working on, I got this idea that I'm like, since I went on SVS, and I'm like, you know, I knew I was going on, they were going to ask for scenes and stuff, so I started looking at some scene. I'm like, oh, what could I bring up? And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, you know what, I really should put all of my scenes in a spreadsheet. So I started making a spreadsheet, and I'm like, why don't I put out a spreadsheet so that everybody can. And then every movie I've ever done, I have all the notes on it. They're just all scattered. They're not all in one place. So I'm starting to go and organize them. And now,
together.
Yeah. And then what you can do is I'm working on, like, you can choose, like, do you want to just see the three popcorn scenes, you know, the best ones, and you can choose from that and pull down. And, so I'm working on this. It's very small right now. It's probably only got, I've added two more movies, but it's probably only got maybe 50 scenes in it. so far, but I broke it down into time, everything. And
are you doing like categories? Like, are you doing base scenes versus like,
yes, each
atmos scenes, yep, or, you,
yep,
know? Okay.
So there's a category for that. So you'll be able to pick, each scene is labeled. Is this a sub? It's called sub scene. I call it sub, right. Atmos. Actually, I call it overhead because, right, that way it distinct between that. But then there is also a category for what the codec is. So you can choose Atmos, DTSX, 5.1. You can do all of that. And so, but yes, there's overheads, there's pans, there's subs, all those different things. So you'll be able to choose which ones you want to go to, which ones you want to do. And I just have to log it all in. But anyways, right, in the middle of this, I'm like, once I get a bunch, I'll probably post it and then I'll just start adding to it as it goes. But I went and put it on Patreon just to see what would happen. And I'm like, how can I, cause I don't know how to post this yet. I have to talk to some people and figure out if anybody has any ideas on how I can post this someplace, let me know.
I say, if you wanted to keep up with changes, you just do a Google Drive, like a Google
spreadsheet. And that can be accessed to everybody?
You can make it public. Yeah.
Okay. But I don't want anybody to be able to change it. I want to be able to change because it's, you know what I mean? So I don't want the thing just wide open for the world to just start dropping crap in. Not that I don't trust the listeners, but, you know.
You can have, you know, permit, you know, like the permissions to read only as opposed to.
Okay.
There's ways.
I know there's, I'm sure there's a way. I'm not the first person to think of doing something like this, and I know other people are doing it. So, but anyways, so what's funny is I posted a version of it on Patreon, and only Patreon viewers or supporters could see it. It was only on for like 30 seconds because I just wanted to test it out. So I posted it, went on my phone to see how it would look and how it would operate. And I'm like, oh, I don't like it too much. I don't like the way it was too clunky. And I was only going to make it available to Patreon supporters, but then I'm like, no, this isn't fair. That should be open to everybody. That's not what we're about. So I'm like, all right. So I just took it down, right? It was up there for 35, 40 seconds, something like that, right? I got all these. Thank you to everybody for supporting me and saying, oh, sorry about that. Because the last post was a year ago when my computer crashed. Right. So everybody's like, oh, sorry to hear that. No problem. But that was a year ago.
Right.
But like a day later, Mike DMs me and he goes, hey, I love the spreadsheet. I was like, what? Like, did you, were you the one person that found it? He goes, yeah, he downloaded it through his phone. So he has the original because he had not the updates, unless he found a way to hack my system. And he's
right. He's got
Mike, if you found a way to hack my system, please add more scenes.
Right.
But yeah, so he's already got it. I was laughing. I was like, holy crap. He's quick, quick on the draw. Right. So
again, you probably just happened to be there, you know, and when it came
out,
you know.
Well, no, what happens is when I post something on Patreon, all the supporters get an email and he just went right to it and downloaded it. Right. And the other people, they took their sweet time and waited 40 seconds and it was gone. Mike is not wasting time.
No.
So yeah, that's, but yeah, so that is something I'm working on. When I get more scenes like this, you know, with G Cornell sending in Flight of the Phoenix, boom, add it to the database. And that thing is, I got to figure, I've already done over 100 movies broken down.
Yeah.
Right. So that's a crap load of scenes right there. And then to make it go faster, I think I might only do ones that were rated for popcorn for now. Just to get,
I was going
to
say, does every movie, just because you reviewed the movie doesn't mean it's a demo worthy, it has demo worthy scenes in it, you know?
Right.
You don't have to put scenes.
Not everything's demo worthy, right.
Exactly.
Right. But as I go on, maybe that's what I'll do right now to make it faster. And because you can actually, you could edit that down anyways. You could take out even like if it doesn't have a popcorn box next to it, you could take that out and only see demo worthy scenes and you'd get the popcorn rating. So we'll see, but I've got a pretty good version of it right now. I just got to add more scenes to it and figure out a way to publish it. So that's what's coming soon. So kind of excited for that. Let's see. All right. Why don't you go with your first one?
Yeah, so the first one is Yellow Jackets. I watched the first two episodes of this, and I watched it on Paramount Plus, although it originally aired on Showtime. The reason I only watched two episodes of this is because I was unaware that that's all I got.
Until you now you got to go for Showtime, right?
Now I got to go pay for Showtime to watch the rest of it.
That's how they get you, John.
But
how was it?
You know, this was on Paramount Plus. Now the show itself was good. Like I enjoyed it, so I probably will subscribe to it. But they're currently airing season two. They only have the first episode, I think, so far. So I'll probably wait until the season two finishes, and then I'll just buy a month of Showtime and finish watching the show. But as far as the home theater aspect of it goes, you know, it was okay. It wasn't the best. It was, again, not in Atmos. But there was a couple of scenes where, you know, they were involved in a plane. If you're not familiar with this at all, it takes place over two time periods. It focuses around a group of high school girls. It's a soccer team, and they're in a plane crash. And they get lost in the Canadian wilderness for like, I don't know, 19 months or something like that. And then the second timeline is like the adult versions of them talking about it or reliving it or whatever's going to happen. I don't know because I only saw two episodes. But there's a couple of scenes that involve the plane crash that were pretty good, like pretty good you know, overhead effects. And, you know, there was some really good sound there. You know, those scenes were pretty good, but, overall it's, you know, again, it's not like your A-list Stranger Things,
right?
You know, the home theater experience, but there were a couple of decent scenes, with the plane crash and stuff. So, if you're looking for something, the first, it's really the end of the first episode, beginning of the second episode where the plane crash takes place. And other than that, it's just, you know, normal stuff.
Normal stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Let's see. What do I got next? I got to talk about this. I got to talk about Stranger Things. I don't know if we've really talked about it too much, have we?
We haven't talked about it here. I think we've talked about it privately a little bit.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. I just got to the part where they go into the Upside Down in season four.
Oh, okay.
Jen and I, this past week, we're in episode 7, and which so
that's the one after the break, right? Like that's the because it's 8 episodes, I think, altogether, right?
Either 8 or 9, I think. Yeah, something like this one's pretty long too, because we started
watching.
That's
what I'm saying, but you were caught up until the break, right? Like
no,
you weren't still watching.
No,
oh, you were.
No. So like, but you get into the Upside Down, I think in episode 5 or 6, something like that.
Yeah.
And the HDR, the Atmos is just, they're just killing it on this
it's
show.
It's unbelievable. It's really, really good.
The way stuff, because when you go into the Upside Down, it's, you actually feel like there's a ceiling over you for some, you know, cause it's so dark in there. And the way the sound moves in your room there, and that there's like a thunder, a rolling thunder type thing, and just the effects, the sound effects they're putting in there to create a different world, really. It's amazing. And then it is in Dolby Vision. And so it looks absolutely amazing. And for everybody that's like, but DJ, you're watching it in a projector without Dolby Vision. I'm like, yeah, I know, but that's what the Lumigen does. It basically gives you Dolby Vision on everything. So I'm seeing what you would see in a Dolby Vision television, and looks that it just in that, especially in the Upside Down, that the scenes just look absolutely amazing. Then when you come out of that and you go into the real world and how brilliant it looks and how the vibrant it looks. And then there's another part. I mean, there's kind of like three things going on. You got the Russia thing going and everything, and the
there's multiple storylines.
Oh,
happening.
It's just the way the scenes bounce back and forth, and it's just and I'm not talking story wise. I'm talking just the effects and the visuals on the screen and how everything works. And it, you know, when you go from one scene to another, just by, I mean, you could have no audible, no story whatsoever, and you just know you just changed into a different story just by how things are looking on the screen. It's just
right.
Doing such a good job. Really enjoying that.
It's another level.
Really is. Know, for storytelling,
streaming.
Yeah.
Again,
for streaming
well,
and storytelling.
Well, for the quality of the HDR and the sound. You know, again, it's not quite Dune or something. You know, it's not quite disc level.
Right.
But I think we've talked about this before. It seems like, you know, it's almost like they turn it up another notch for certain things on Netflix.
Yeah.
And, you know, this was definitely pretty high quality stuff. I mean, it was really good.
Yeah. I'm actually looking right now. I know they've come out with Stranger Things on Blu-ray.
Yeah, I would love to see this season on 4K disc or Kaleidoscape.
So, you know, they did put out 4K on season 1 and season 2. They put out a 4K collector's edition.
Did they?
Yeah. But that's it. They haven't done season 3.
Or 4. Yeah.
Yeah. And even at that, it was only in DTS Master Audio, but it was in 4K. Okay. But yeah, I would love to see this season come out on disc.
Yeah.
But that's one of those things I don't know if they will, because then you have something to compare it to. And right. It probably wouldn't hold up compared to the disc. But
yeah, because I think this is even on another level compared to seasons 1 through 3.
Yeah.
Like, I remember it always being pretty good, but I don't remember us talking about season 3 like we are season 4.
Right.
You know, it's definitely, like I said, it seems like they've cranked it up another notch.
Yeah.
And
well, they're like we said earlier about their, you know, spatial audio thing. Netflix is doing the best they can to draw people in, but at the same time, by doing that, they're promoting home theater. They're trying to get more people to engage with their service and give you the best possible quality. I love it. I love it. That's why I haven't reduced my subscription. I haven't changed my subscription. I love what they're doing.
Yeah, no, I pay for the, you know, the full 4K, you know,
yeah,
whatever that plan is. I'd never reduce it either. I mean, cause you get enough stuff. Again, not everything they do is that higher quality, and we're going to talk about something else here in a minute.
Yeah,
but you know, you do get, you know, Stranger Things. You get something like the Adam Project. Six Underground is another one, right? There's some
basically
stuff
Ryan Reynolds every other month.
Yeah, yeah, really. all of Ryan Reynolds plus Stranger Things. But you know, they have these things.
Charlize Theron, Old Guard.
Old Guard, that was really good too.
And that's got a 2 coming out, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah.
So
season 2 will be coming out. But yeah, some of the sound in the first season of that was pretty good.
Wasn't that a movie? That was a movie. That wasn't even a season.
That's true. It wasn't a season. Yeah. It was a movie. Yeah, you're right.
It was a movie. And it was like, I remember when it came out, we were talking about how great it was and how, like, you could go and see this in a theater. But it's based off a comic book. But if that's another one, if you haven't seen that.
Well, and then, like I said, I've talked about a few others I know you haven't seen, but like Midnight Mass was really, really good. Hunting of Hill House was really good. So, I mean, they've got some really good stuff.
On
Netflix. Good Atmos. And
we'll get to more of it.
Good stuff.
We haven't talked. Well, we'll talk about it probably next week or the week after. Maybe we should feature the sci-fi that we did a while ago. You know what I'm talking about? Katie Sackhoff.
Oh, yeah. That was another one.
I know. Shh. Another tease one. Next week. For those of you that don't know, looking for a good sci-fi on Netflix. I was going to suggest that to Nick this week, but he said no Netflix.
So. Yeah, I know. Because I remember I mentioned The Expanse, and then I realized after the fact
that no Amazon
Prime, so
yeah. Oh well. So, anyway. All right. What do you got? What's up next here?
Well, oh, next up, again, speaking of Netflix.
Oh, no. Let's do that one last because we both did it together. Oh. We'll do that one last.
Okay.
So we'll go back to Paramount
skip
Plus.
To my last thing then. And I only watched one episode of this just last night. It was on Paramount Plus. It was a show called Joe Pickett.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that I'm going to be into this show for the long run. I'm going to give it one more episode and see where it goes.
Okay.
The star of the show is the guy that was Gordy on For All Mankind. Gordo,
oh, okay. Rather. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the star here. But again, for home theater wise, the only reason why I put it on the list was basically the very end of the first episode. There's some scenes where he's got some flashbacks going on, and they're, again, the overhead atmospheric effects. You know, he's hearing voices, and it's like,
oh, wow.
I could hear up to my left, to my right, over top, you know. So it had a really good mix there at the end of the first episode. Otherwise, it was just, again, middle of the road for, you know, for home theater stuff. I mean, it was, you know, it's 5.1 audio, but it had that one scene, which is the only reason why I added it to the list, because it was pretty good. Like, I was looking all over, you know.
Yeah.
All over the
That's
road.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
So, did so that sound...
scene, but.
Did that sound actually make you want to go to episode two, or...
No, actually, I was probably not going to go to episode two at all, but when it finished, Lydia was like, oh, well, let's watch another one. But it was after 10, so I was like, well, we'll just wait. But obviously, she was into it.
Yeah.
So I think I'll go on from there. But I didn't think it was that. He's like a game warden in Wyoming, you know, and he gets involved in some kind of murder mystery or something. But I wasn't really digging it that much, but she seemed to like it. And then, like I said, that one scene did catch me to where I was like, oh, well, I'm going to put that on the list and at least mention it.
Yeah.
For anybody that wants to. So you can kind of fast forward almost to the end of the first episode and just hear that.
That's what we're all about, John. The sights, the sounds,
well,
the
if you
scenes.
Just want the scene. Yeah, the scene. If you just want the scene. If you
awesome.
Want to watch the whole awesome. Show, you can. But that one scene was pretty decent. So.
All right. Yep. So I have, let's, all right, we'll go to this one next. We'll finish on a high note before we get to, oh, not that one. Let's see. Where is it? What the heck is going on here?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. Boom, boom.
I've got your list.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well. I don't know why it didn't show up. All right. Well, I know why. I forgot to add it.
Oh.
All right. So, anyways, it is The Lost City 4K.
Oh, no, you have it here.
I know I have it written there. I just don't have the graphic for it. So.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, unfortunately. All right. So, anyway, so we'll go with a blank screen for now for that. But, yeah, so The Lost City 4K Atmos comes out on Tuesday. Much like you said, the reason I want to mention it is, like, this is a rental for sure.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful picture. 4K, I bought it. I own it.
And now again, yeah, because you had it on Kaleidoscape, and I only watched it on Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
Or, no, Peacock. I think it was actually on Peacock.
Yeah.
So I didn't get Atmos. I didn't get, you know, any of that. So.
Right. And it is really, it looks really nice. The 4K HDR is beautiful. The Atmos is really good as well. But it's not really something that you're going to be like, oh, I can't even mention any scenes off the top of my head. I mean, it's mostly, it's a comedy, right? It's like Romancing the Stone.
It's a comedy.
And it's a cute movie, but it's definitely something that you could rent, stream, and get the same enjoyment out of it. And I think especially like the way the picture looked, I didn't stream it at all, but I got to imagine that it still looks good streaming too.
It did.
Because it lends itself to that. It's a very vibrant looking film.
It's lush because it's all jungle and
glittery, right?
And it's, and you know, it's lush because it's got Channing Tatum, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, he gets some leeches on
him. In an evil Harry Potter. So
yeah, exactly. But no, it's a fun movie, but I wouldn't recommend, you know, plunking down the money for the 4K disc.
It's a rental.
It's a rental.
Or it's a free stream. You don't even have to rent it. You can just stream it on Peacock. So,
And the last one, Multiverse of Madness. Absolutely. Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, dropping on 4K on Tuesday. Watched it again, the opening scene. And it's just the opening scene alone. When you get this thing home on Tuesday, pop this thing in, and that opening scene, it just in 4K on disc is going to look 3D. It's as close to 3D as you can get with passive 3D. And I'm blown away by the movie. I think I liked the movie itself anyways, but then seeing it again at home, the black levels are so good that there's so much great contrast. It's such a vibrant movie if you haven't seen it yet and you're just waiting to get the 4K, you wait until they just, you know, not spoilers, you know, it's multiverse, but wait till they go through all the multiverses. And it's like, you'll know it when you'll see it. You'll know the scene I'm talking about. And it's absolutely amazing looking. And I think HDR just enhances that even more. And then the surround sound, the Atmos is just awesome. It just, your room is just totally engaged practically the entire time. And dialogue is great. It's awesome. I can't say enough about it. Definitely going to be stamping this one out, you know, a year from now at least. And it's so much fun. So much fun. All right. You want to get to our last one?
Yeah. So I don't know how far you got on this, but so from Netflix, Resident Evil Season 1 dropped on Friday. I watched the whole season.
I was going to say, I saw on your thing, it said, because you put in your notes, like, episodes 1 and 2, episode 1. And then you were like, S1. I was like, he finished the damn thing? I watched E1.
Yeah. Well, that's probably all I watched. That's really all I watched all weekend, though.
Oh,
was that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That good, huh?
Yeah.
I thought episode 1, I thought the picture and sound, it's going to carry me through. No?
Well, yeah. Now, the thing is, it's not quite Stranger Things level when it comes
That's a tough bar to meet.
Atmos in the HDR. But it was really, really good. Especially the end of episode 1 with the helicopters and like the overheads and things like that. The overheads were engaged a lot in that first episode. And I will say, like, again, it's kind of the same with Halo. I'm not a big fan of the game or the franchise, or I've seen some of the movies. I haven't seen all the movies. So I don't care about the story of the game necessarily, which a lot of people do. And that's why this show is getting roasted as hard as it is, because it's not following the game very closely. I didn't care about any of that because I'm not into that, just like Halo.
Right.
You know, I liked Halo for what it was because I wasn't steeped in the lore. And so I actually enjoyed this show for the most part. I did find the two lead characters to be pretty insufferable through most of it, especially the younger versions of them.
Yeah.
I didn't like either one of them very much. I mean, it didn't get a whole lot better when they got older either. But it was entertaining for the most part, although, again, I found myself wanting a little bit at the end of the season. Didn't wrap things up quite as nicely. Didn't answer some of the questions. Well, they don't want to wrap everything up because, obviously, they probably want a season 2. But there was questions that should have been answered by the end of the first season that I don't feel like were answered. So I was a little let down story-wise. But it was a good ride. Like, as far as the theater part of it, it was good all the way through. Like, whatever you liked from the episode 1, it'll carry you all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
till the end. But it had its ups and downs as far as the
story.
The show, you know, the story itself. Yeah. Okay. And like I said, those characters could be, they got on you, they grated on me a little bit at times. So,
yeah. I could some see of the that things they did,
you know, some of the decisions they made were like, oh, why are you doing that? It's so stupid. You know, it's like, just don't do that. You know,
that's but, funny.
You know, they do what they do, because it's the story, but yeah, like I said, home theater experience, it was pretty good. Again, not quite, Stranger Things quality, but just a notch below.
Now, did you find that before you saw, I had it in the notes, or did you see my notes and then go, hey, cause I didn't even know it dropped. I just saw it.
I knew it was coming, but I didn't know necessarily that it was coming Friday.
Oh, okay.
But it also popped up on my, I saw it on your notes, but it also popped up on Just Watch, you know, because I look at the what's new every day to see if there's something I want to catch, and I saw it there. But yeah, I wasn't looking forward to it, for instance, dropping this week.
Yeah. All right. All right. That will, I'm pretty sure, let me see. Yep. That will do it. And we are out of the projector. All right. Now, the last one I have, the last one, and this is going to be the feature, because I have a huge, I got to backstep, backtrack, back apologize, all sorts of stuff, John.
Do you, though?
Yep.
I mean, do you like the movie better, or is it just, really? Yep. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen it, so.
I know.
I haven't seen
it. I know. I think, all right, I'll put it up. I mean, it's in the title. I don't know what I'm teasing here, but Jurassic World Dominion.
Plus, you had it all over Twitter anyways.
So. I know. I know. Oh, my God. John, it's, so I saw it in the theater, and I wasn't in a Dolby Cinema. I was at X Plus, Showcase Cinema X Plus. It's a good cinema. I saw Top Gun Maverick there, and it was great. Absolutely loved it. But this is, you know, and here's what I'm like, it's just a coincidence. I'm laughing at myself right now because I'm about to say it. I'm like, this is where your SVS subwoofers come into play.
Right.
But this is, they don't have the base. They don't have the base of a Dolby Cinema, right? So I think that alone might have been what enhanced it. But at the same time, like I've said on other, you know, at other times when people ask, like, what's the difference in this and that? It's like having that great base, I think that enhances your higher end, your higher frequency sounds too, because it gives you that nice dynamic range. So the deeper it is, and it's just the full engagement that I got in my room, I was just so much more engaged with this movie that I just enjoyed it. So it is absolute eye candy. It's like from beginning to end, the picture is just beautiful. Like, talk about lush. I mean, it's a Jurassic Park movie, right? So it just looked awesome. And I couldn't stop watching it. I had said to Jen, I told you this before, when we were sitting in the theater, I leaned over to her and I was like, it's okay. I thought it was okay, but I'll buy it because I want to complete my collection, right?
Right.
Well, apparently I'm not the only one that thinks this, because not a lot of people went and saw it. And it wasn't doing well, so it's already available on Kaleidoscape. And they've already
I didn't go see it.
Right, and it's already available for streaming. I recommend skipping the stream. I think wait until you can get a hard copy of this in 4K, get your physical media, and enjoy this movie for what it is. It's a good ending to the story. It's not the best story. It's a little convoluted. But I think in full 4K and here's where it's going to get real interesting, with DTSX, John.
Right.
On disc, I just experienced Atmos. Kaleidoscape has it in Atmos. So how much fun is that going to be? Because that's one of the things we were talking about on Twitter.
So of course you're going to go buy the disc. So you're you.
So I'm me, but I'm not. I can't be the only one in the world like this, John.
Right.
Right. So are they doing this on purpose? As I've said many times, Kaleidoscape is beholden to the studios. That's right. Everything's through the studios. Are the studios like, woohoo, we'll give them the Atmos version, we'll produce it, we'll put it out on disc and DTSS?
I say Kaleidoscape doesn't give you the option to listen to it in DTSX? No,
you don't have. You can choose to listen to it in a lower tier, but they never
but I didn't
put
know
out
if they
like
had both. Yeah.
No, and to be honest with you, I'm not sure if they've put out a... I'm not sure if they've done this in the past, where it's Atmos on Kaleidoscape. I've never noticed. I've only had mine for like four or five months.
Right.
So I haven't run across this yet. So I can't wait for this movie to come out. When I pulled it up on Blu-ray.com, there's supposed to be an extended edition. Already a kind of a long movie, so maybe. But I can't wait to compare the DTSX to the Atmos.
To the Atmos.
It's. Yeah. I think that's going to be a lot of fun, because we all know like DTS tends to, you know, boost their bass a little bit, and I'm telling you, the Atmos version I just got, it was like like the opening scene. You're just like the whole room. The first tweet I put out about this was I was 5 minutes into the movie. I knew right then. I'm like, this is amazing, because of the way it looked and the bass. It just was that good. And again, I talked to a few people that, you know, that I respect their opinions and stuff. And I'm like, what did you think of it? They actually all liked the movie better than I did. So I can't wait to hear their reviews and stuff of this. So cool. It'll be interesting, because it was just so much fun. And that's what was funny is on Twitter, people were like, why are they putting it out in Atmos when, you know, the rest of the series is out in DTSX? I was like, aha, wait till Friday.
Right. Now, what are the other ones on Kaleidoscape? What are the other movies on Kaleidoscape? Are they Atmos or are they DTSX?
What's interesting is it's some of them, I think the last two are in DTSX. The original Jurassic Park is in DTS 5.1. They're not in
on Kaleidoscape.
On Kaleidoscape. They're not in.
And that's DTSX. What they are on disc.
On disc, they're in DTSX. On Kaleidoscape, they're in 5.1. Okay.
So they're not the same there either.
Not the same. But it's not the upgraded sound yet. They haven't upgraded their sound yet. The studio hasn't given it to them or whatever. But because I watched Jurassic World Dominion, I had so much fun, and I actually was so engaged that I loved the ending and the crossovers with the original. I went back on Kaleidoscape, put on the Jurassic Park, and then that made me compare it to the DTSX version. So you know the opening scene in Jurassic Park, and you have the Velociraptor and the thing, and it's amazing scene. It shakes your room. It hurts your ears, the high pitches. So on Kaleidoscape, it is absolutely amazing. That's where I watched it first. And I was like, oh, let me hear the DTSX version. DTSX version is louder, but I wouldn't necessarily say I don't know. I don't put stuff to it. We'll get to that in a second. I don't put, you know, meters on it and everything. It is louder. And it is more painful. It just didn't feel as clean, but it is a more, you know, the room is more engagement there. But I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing, because it sounded absolutely amazing on Kaleidoscape, and it's kind of a preference thing. And I know a lot of people probably go, well, that's just because you like your Kaleidoscape better. Oh, no, that's not true. It's like I go back and forth. I have a bunch of stuff on my Zapedi that I love to jump to that. But yeah, it'll be interesting to hear what the Atmos, and again, I don't know, people that have had Kaleidoscapes longer than me, maybe they know other movies that it already happens on. So, but this will be a fun one for me to do. But speaking of putting meters on stuff, did you hear about Todd Anderson? Did you see that when I retweeted that? Todd Anderson, AV mm-hmm. Nirvana, and he has his new, what do you call it? Bass Monsters? Bass? I forget what it is.
Oh, the YouTube show?
Yeah. The YouTube
show. I saw that.
It's not Bass Masters.
I don't think I saw
it's
it.
It's not Bass Masters. It's,
I didn't see it from you. I actually saw it on Facebook.
Oh, did you? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah. I just saw the original, his first episode just went out. And next week he's doing Multiverse of Madness. And it's really, really cool. Now I feel stupid. I should know this stuff. Because I want everybody to check it out. Because what I love about it is that it's yet somebody else doing more scenes. That's all he's going to be doing, bass scenes.
Right.
And I'm looking for it right now. I can't.
Yeah, I think I saw it on one of the home theater groups on Facebook.
Yeah.
Earlier today.
Let's see. History. There we go. Where is it? Oh, Bass Hunters. Duh. Bass Hunters. It's on AV Nirvana's channel. Bass Hunters, and this week is just gear and methods. So they're telling you, you know, it's my buddy Todd. He's just telling everybody exactly what he's going to be doing, how he's going to be doing it, and breaking it down. And he's working through right now, like, can I post these videos? Can I show images? Can I put sound out and not get demonetized and stuff like that? So that's a tricky part of what we do. Bass Hunters on it. Just go to AV Nirvana's YouTube channel and you'll see it there. And I'm really looking forward to this. It's for people that love bass, and there's a ton of people love bass and love to get into the nitty gritty stuff. I don't necessarily do, but we're going to be able to see what these scenes are doing. And he's going to break it down and tell you how low it's going, how much activity you're getting out of all this. So really, really looking forward to that. And like I said, next week he's going to be doing Multiverse of Madness. So can't wait for that. So very
cool.
Excited. So definitely check that out because we love the scenes. So see that, John? It's getting catchy. Sights, the sounds, and the scenes.
Yeah. So, crossover.
There you go. Exactly. So, all right. You got anything else this week?
No.
Nice, tidy show.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go through the promos one more time. Like, subscribe on YouTube. You can please subscribe. We would love it if you got to we need to get to 1,000 followers, and then we can monetize. So like right now, like, you know, RRR, it's cranking away, John. It's like, I think it's over 8,000 views.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? For
that
us,
is crazy.
Like, yeah, 8,000 disappointed people.
150.
No, but I like that. I mean, I do like that we're getting.
And if only one out of eight would actually subscribe, we'd be there.
Exactly. So yeah. So just go on there if you're not already subscribed. Go subscribe. If you've already subscribed, create another account. Subscribe again.
Yeah, subscribe again. Doesn't matter.
We'll double. Woohoo!
And then just click on the episode. You don't even have to watch it.
Yeah, exactly. Put it on in the background. So, and join the community. Talk to everybody over on Twitter at BrightsideHT. And if you'd like to be on the show, or you want to, you can either be on the show actually on Takeover Tuesdays. Email me at brightsidehometheater@gmail.com, or just send us a note, say, give me your HT experience. Give me like either an installation that you're doing, that you're having fun with. A quick update on Johnny's speakers. He might be getting his Macintosh amp sooner than he thinks. To have more on that next week. If you listen to Tuesday's show, you'll know what I'm talking about. He's very excited about that. But those are the experiences we're talking about, and sights, sounds, and scenes. So if you have a timestamp, We'll add it to the database. Just email me the information. We'll put it in and we'll talk about it on the show. All of this and more at brightsidehometheater.com. And of course, you can always go to patreon.com/brightsidehometheater to support the show and monetarily. And 50% of all proceeds are donated to a charity. So
nice.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you to everybody that's participating so far. John, again, thank you very much for being here.
No problem.
Are you having fun?
I am, but again, this is one of those weeks where I don't feel like I brought a whole lot to it. So,
of course, John, you do. You're bringing plenty. You're bringing plenty. You're keeping me going. You're keeping me enthused. Look at how much we've already added to the show, and it's that inspiration to keep you going. I got to keep you going, and it's honestly for everybody out there. It's like it's just so much more fun for me. I was having fun before, but now to have a co-host and to bounce things off of, I don't care if you don't bring anything. I'll just talk. Everybody knows, right? And I just love to bounce stuff off you, and you bring up great points, and we're having fun. So let's keep on doing it.
Keep on keeping on.
I don't know what we're going to talk about next week, but we are going to have fun. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks for participating. And till next week, go push play.
Take care, everyone.
Hey Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.